fish.
Gym class coming your way for a Thursday here on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk with Dave Kochan from Las Vegas. The NFL preseason gets started tonight. Also, we are going to take a look at the FedEx Cup playoffs on the PGA Tour with senior golf writer from ESPN.com, Bob Herring, will be joining us on the program. And Major League Baseball, it's coming to Eastern Iowa. Yeah, MLB, not MILB. We'll talk about that, get your thoughts on it, and more. It's the Gym Class for a Thursday here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side, it is Gym Class, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are locally owned and operated. Stop on by after work for the weekend with family, friends, coworkers, what have you. And thank you very much to Third Base, our presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Big show coming up, as we mentioned, Iowa Media Day tomorrow. We've got some golf talk. We've got some football talk as well. Maybe a little baseball talk with Dave Kochan coming up here in just a little bit as well. Mark, good afternoon. This is a beautiful, this is a Chamber of Commerce day here in Eastern Iowa.
It is, and I think we have a couple more ahead, and that's very exciting, very enjoyable. Yeah, there's so much going on right now with some really pivotal series in Major League Baseball coming up, including the Twins and Indians.
Starting tonight.
Four-game set, which could change the complexion of the American League Central one way or another, or maybe more of the same should the two teams split. So we'll keep an eye on that. A lot of NFL preseason games tonight. Smorgasbord, you can pick from
11
any
games,
of them.
11 games tonight being played on this Thursday. Including your Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Bears in action coming up tonight. A couple of games on the NFL Network. Jets and the Giants, I know. And then Kyler Murray's debut is going to be later on tonight. I think they play the Chargers, but don't quote me on that.
Packers are in action, I know.
Packers are in action. No Chiefs tonight. They play on Saturday night against the Bengals. Chiefs announcing Patrick Mahomes is going to play an entire quarter in the game coming up on Saturday night at Arrowhead. Andy Reid going at things a little bit differently. Out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Scott and Mark going solo here today. Kyle on his way out to Mulligan's for the KGYM road trip with Todd. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn with Todd and Kyle will be there from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. So if you want to interact with us today, probably best to do it via the text line today. So we'll have that up and running. It is up and running right now. Storyline of the day, Mark. When I woke up this morning, this was about the last thing. If you gave me 100 guesses on what was going to be the big sports story of the day, I would not have gotten to this one. Major League Baseball announcing today they are coming to good old Eastern Iowa next year, about 1 year from now. The New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox will be playing a game on the grounds of the iconic Field of Dreams outside of Dyersville. 8,000-seat temporary stadium. I guess temporary. I don't know how temporary it's going to be. They're going to start construction next week, so it's going to take 51 weeks to get this thing ready to go or whatever the case may be. But, for those of you out there, no, it's not going to take over the actual Field of Dreams. It is going to be on the other side of the iconic cornfield from the Field of Dreams. And as far as logistics are concerned, I'm sure they're Major League Baseball and Field of Dreams and City of Dyersville are working things out right now. But it's a banner day for the state of Iowa, I would imagine.
I think it's very cool, and it took me aback, and you described it perfectly. This is going to be a a new temporary stadium, 8,000 seats, and remains to be seen how much how many tickets will be available to the public. That will be a question. MLB has said it will announce tickets on a limited basis availability in the coming weeks. How much would you pay for tickets, Scott? Your White Sox are involved.
My White Sox are involved. I already had three or four people inquire, you getting us tickets, and how many are you getting? The whole ticket situation is still up in the air. First of all, it's only going to seat 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think how that's going to be broken up is going to be a lot of dignitaries are going to be there. General public consumption of the 8,000 mark, I would imagine, is probably going to be no more than 4,000 or 5,000, if that. And that might even be a little bit high as far as guesstimating is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a tough ticket. It's not going to be you're not going to a minor league baseball game in Iowa.
No.
Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. And it's going to cost you a pretty penny probably. And we were talking about this today in the sports office and logistically as well, that there's no place for 8,000 people to park at the Field of Dreams.
Probably some shuttle buses going on.
It's going to be you're going to be shuttling from Dyersville more than likely. So it's going to be about a 7 or 8 mile jaunt or whatever it is. Exactly from the Field of Dreams to Dyersville. I would imagine that is going to be the case. Maybe parking at Beckman or something like that. So we'll see. There are a lot of questions yet to be answered that Major League Baseball hasn't taken care of. But it's a great thing. Baseball's trying. Baseball's trying to connect and grow the game a little bit. Doing it through one of the iconic movies that have been out there on the, 30th anniversary as well. I get it. And the field is going to be kind of a throwback to old Comiskey Park in Chicago. The dimensions are going to be similar. The bullpens will be in similar places to old Comiskey Park, which is a cool thing as well.
Except there's going to be clear glass and a right field fence so you can see the corn.
Yes.
Something like
Instead
that.
Instead of the beer garden
that
Bill Veeck put in at 35th and the Shields back in the day.
Cyclone Jim on the text line. This doesn't play extremely well on the radio, but I'll try to describe it. It's a picture with the words traffic on August 13th, 2020 at the Field of Dreams. And it's that iconic a picture of
yes.
it's dark out and there's a string of cars, each with its lights on for miles.
Yeah, but although that's not, I understand what Tim's trying to do there. It's going to be buses, I think, that are going to be taking people in there. 8,000 people, the demand is going to be outrageous. If you are wanting to go to this game, there's going to, I would imagine, there's going to be a lot of tickets on the secondary market, and that usually means big bucks. So if you're thinking about $35 or so tickets to go see this with the family, I probably got pretty bad news for you out there.
I put a two-pronged question this morning out on my Twitter and Facebook feeds, and it had to do with, how much would you pay for a ticket? And secondly, who should throw out the first pitch? And let me get to that in a minute. But our friend of the show, Glenn Gardner, commented on my Facebook page that back in the summer of 1988, he was doing his morning show on KRNA in Iowa City with Mark Voss.
Correct.
A friend of ours.
The late Mark Voss, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
We miss Mark.
They were doing the morning show. And I got a call from a woman identifying herself as being a producer from the Disney company. She said she needed a favor and wanted to go on the air and ask folks to drive their cars to a remote spot in Dubuque County, Dyersville, that was being used as a location for a movie being filmed there. As a result, hundreds of cars showed up.
That's
what you saw.
That's the iconic
in the movie.
The iconic scene, if you will, as far as that is concerned.
As far as what people are willing to pay, some people say less than $50. A couple said $1,000. I said, who besides Kevin Costner to throw out the first pitch?
It has to be.
Well, William Kinsella's name came up.
Well, yeah.
Who started this whole thing?
Correct. Maybe you just go with a whole group of people associated with the film, people that were portrayed in the film, if they are still with us here in 2020.
Yeah, our friend Kale suggested Costner, Ray Liotta, and James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones, I think, has to have a baseball. And see how they actually throw it instead of in the movie magic out there. Find it iconic, by the way, and ironic as well that the announcement was made today on the 43rd anniversary of the White Sox being the only team in Major League history to wear shorts during a game. Sox, Kansas City Royals on August the 8th, 1976. What a fine day it was, too. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600.
Remember it well.
Yeah. Probably lost. Probably lost the game. That was the Southside Hitmen, though. So if they lost, they lost probably 11-10 or something like that. What do you think? Are you going to try to get tickets to the Major League Baseball game? And this is the New York Yankees coming in as well. Keep that in mind. This is Aaron Judge and, you know, all those guys. Didi Gregorius and whatnot coming in to Dyersville next year. The New York Yankees, as Costanza would say. And who knows? And you could see, heck, patrolling center field next year for the White Sox or the outfield somewhere could be Luis Robert next year for the White Sox. So, yeah, there are a lot of angles to this thing. White Sox should be right there banging on the door of a wild card next year at this time. That's the plan, Mark, on August the 8th, 2020.
I hope the Twins are just ahead of them.
Well, as long as the White Sox are in the mix somewhere, I will be very happy about that. What do you think? 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up here in about 5 minutes or so. And also we're going to hear from Bob Herrig. And we're going to talk FedEx Cup playoffs and the PGA Tour with Bob from Liberty National, where, in full disclosure, we talked to Bob yesterday, so we don't know the score. We didn't know the scores and what they would be. We did ask him about Tiger Woods. Tiger did not have a good day today. In fact, almost dead last in the field of 121. And, you know, Bob laid it out on the line pretty good as far as what his injury situation is concerned and the way the back's going to be basically from here probably till the end of Tiger's playing career out there. And Tiger said yesterday the back's not great right now. And kind of still, you know, I'll take four over on a PGA Tour course. Thank you very much. But for Tiger, the way the scores are going down today, it wasn't a good day.
Yeah, he's 13 strokes back after 18 holes. Troy Merritt holds the lead at 9-under, Dustin Johnson at 8-under, and as you mentioned, 75 for Tiger Woods in the first round. I don't believe there's a cut in this event.
No, don't believe so.
It just play four rounds in the top 70, move on to the next leg. So Tiger, I don't know that he should even be playing. If he couldn't complete a pro-am.
Yeah, he couldn't play in the pro-am, and it wasn't hitting full shots in the pro-am.
Yeah.
That's not a good situation right there. And as far as Tiger is concerned as well, he will be in the next tournament.
He entered 68th.
Oh, was he 68th?
Yes. So
okay.
He's going to need a decent finish.
He might not even make. I thought he was safe for the next one.
Yeah.
All right. So he might not even get there. To get to East Lake and try to defend his title in Atlanta is going to be a pretty daunting task.
It is.
For him out there. Of course, our native son, Zach Johnson, not in the event, did not get into the top. I think it was eligible for 125, correct?
Correct.
And I think 121 have teed it up out there and One withdrew. Aaron Baddeley withdrew today. So had 122, now down to 121.
6015 on the Hertzien and Stocker Jeweler text line says, I'll pay any amount to be a part of this historic moment, and I'm not even a baseball fan.
There you go. Yeah, it's going to be a red-letter day for the state of Iowa for sure.
It's going to be nationally televised by Fox.
Yep.
Hopefully it's not blacked out on my cable provider.
You know, that was the joke of the day, too. Mm. If this is truly Major League Baseball, then they will show the rest of the United States how the blackout deal works here in the state of Iowa. I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to see this game, state of Iowa, even though it's being played here. But that's the old joke as far as folks that have MLB.com, et cetera, and try to pick up baseball games around here. It's tough to do. At times. Tough to do at times. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and Dave Kokin's going to join us. We're also going to talk to Bob Herrig coming up in just a little bit. 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Gym class for a Thursday, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in. Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, did you forward me this email from Svetlana?
Yes.
You want me to interview her for a job?
Well, it says she's looking to get down to business.
It also says she likes gentle bear cub man who knows what he likes.
I'm gentle.
Dave, this is a Ukrainian dating site.
Corporate said we should hire more diverse candidates.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Wednesdays, we talk sports betting in Iowa with the experts on WagerWise. Miss the show? Catch the WagerWise podcast at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Man, it should be a fun four-game weekend series. Twins and the Indians from Target Field. It all begins on Thursday night right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Back with you in the gym class for Thursday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Some more texts rolling in on the Hertzien & Stocker Jewelers text line as we were talking about the big game at the Field of Dreams next year between the White Sox and the Yankees next August. That'll be televised by Fox at the 8,000-seat stadium there, Mark. More people with some good questions as well, which I don't know if I really have an answer to.
25-23, I hope they allow college and high school to use the field.
And I don't know, because they said it's a temporary field, correct?
I don't know what they're going to do with it when the game's over. I don't know.
That's one of those questions we're going to have to find out.
Tear it down or what?
Seems like a lot of work to just play.
Dyersville has Commercial Park, right?
They have an iconic place.
Yes.
In Commercial Park, yes. Up there. So many great games have been played. Semi-pro games as well as high school games up there. We'll see about that. 319-366-1600. Dave Kokin joining us right now. SmokingKokin.com. The website at Dave Kokin. His handle on Twitter. And Dave, if we were guaranteed tickets, we'd invite you up to see the Yankees and the White Sox in Dyersville next August.
How cool is that? That is absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it is.
know, I mean, there's some people like Spoon that don't like Field of Dreams, but I'm certainly not one of them. I love that movie, and the whole concept of his playing Major League game there is just great.
Yeah, it is, and I give Major League Baseball a lot of credit because they're trying. They've done the Little League game. They're going to do a game now at the Field of Dreams. They're trying to expand the game. They're trying to bring it to more people. So, you know, kudos to Major League Baseball for putting this effort out.
Yeah. The bad news is if you buy the MLB package, this game will get blacked out.
That's what we were. That was the joke all day, Dave.
Really?
It really was.
Maybe not so much of a joke.
Maybe
I
not so much of a joke, but we hope that's not the case next August, that we'll all get a chance to see it if we're not up there in Dyersville.
Oh, Costner's got to throw out the first pitch, doesn't he, Dave?
I missed that. I'm sorry. It broke up on me momentarily.
Costner has to throw out the first pitch, doesn't he?
Little things like that are really good ideas. So hopefully they do more of that stuff.
I hope so. I hope so. And Dave, we got football tonight. Yeah, 11 games.
But I tell you, I mean, I won't be watching because the game I want to watch is the Indians and Twins, which I don't have a bet on, but that's a big game. This is a big series. And I really want to watch that tonight. And the nice thing is, NFL Network replays all these games anyway, so I'll just watch them all on replay over the next few days.
Very much so. Some interest. You talked about the fact if you had a piece of information, that's the best way, and you can make some educated bets on these preseason games. And one of those pieces of information, Chiefs and Andy Reid said they're going to play Patrick Mahomes an entire quarter on Saturday night when they take on the Bengals. Yep. So that's something useful right there.
It is, because you can make first half bets, and I don't expect them to have a wide open playbook, but just the fact that Mahomes is out there, doesn't that make you at least a little interested in the Chiefs in the first half? Now, or even first quarter, for those if that option's available. Yeah, sure, I'll step in and take a shot with that. Got to figure he puts him in the end zone once anyway.
And the Bengals are not well-liked by a lot of the experts out there going into the season.
Well, but that doesn't mean anything because in the preseason, that really doesn't matter. I mean, the Dolphins could go 4-0 in the preseason, and then they could go 2-14 in the regular season because they're a terrible team. But in the preseason, they might win a couple.
Dave, I know you've been working hard on your college football analysis, and you've got packages available for folks out there. Have you been having fun doing that?
I always have fun. I mean, if it wasn't fun, I would have retired already because I'm old enough.
Uh-huh.
I love it. And can't wait for the games to get going. I've made about 5 bets already. And I'm sure I'll have a few more because I've got some early opinions. And I'm going to play them, see what happens.
Yeah, some good games coming up, especially in that first week as far as college football is concerned. You mentioned the Twins and the Indians. We've got the game tonight on the Twins Network at 107.5 FM at 7 o'clock. And it's a 2-game lead, sorry, Mark, for your Minnesota Twins.
It's all right.
Over the Cleveland Indians. And for both sides, this is just a mammoth series, this 4-gamer coming up starting tonight.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, Clevenger sat. It was his turn to pitch yesterday, and Terry Francona decided that we don't need him against whoever they were playing. I forget now. We're going to save him for tonight. So you got Clevenger and Gibson in this matchup tonight. And one thing to watch out for here is whether Rocco Baldelli leaves Gibson in past like the fourth or fifth inning, because Gibson's number this year, he's really good. First 2 times through the order. But his ERA, third time through the order, is over 9. Over 9. So hitters figure him out. And this, even if he pitches well early, I think this is going to be a game where Baldelli is going to have a really short leash on him in the middle innings.
Don't I know it. I've watched every one of them, and it's very frustrating. You're so on point there, Dave.
Well, and the flip side of it is Clevinger is able to go through lineups at a more consistent clip. So I haven't bet the game, and I'm not going to, but I'm going to take a look at this. If this is like a 1-1 game in the fourth inning or fifth inning, I'll probably take Cleveland live because I think at that point, if Gibson's still in the game, the Indians will have an advantage. The other thing for the Indians is, you know, I mean, he was just a total dumb the first half of the season. But Jose Ramirez is finally playing like Jose Ramirez, and boy, what a difference maker he is in that lineup.
Yeah, he really is. And if things couldn't get worse for the Boston Red Sox, they just announced David Price is going on the injured list, and they've got they're trotting Chris Sale and his 4.7 ERA out tonight at home. Red Sox they're in big trouble.
Yeah, this season's over. This series is a matchup of teams whose seasons look like they're over. I think the Angels, you know, they did a great job with after the Skaggs tragedy and just really bonded, and they look like they're about done at this point. And the Red Sox can't pitch. It's that simple. They can't pitch. Apparently, they're saying, Alex Cora is saying they found another mechanical flaw. That's like the fourth one they found this season.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have those flaws when he was with the White Sox. His only flaw was couldn't get any runs because he was a member of the Chicago White Sox. So, happens.
You know, what's scary for Boston is they've got, you know, they're committed to a lot of time on a couple of these pitcher contracts. And they got a World Series out of it, but it could get lean the next few years. We'll have to wait and see.
I want to go back to college football for a minute, Dave, and I know one recommendation you have is Nebraska in that season opener against South Alabama, and Nebraska laying 34. My question is, how many points are too many points? Maybe.
Oh, I mean, 34 might be too many. It's that number's gone, by the way. It's as high as 36.5 now. Actually power rate's lower than that. So I went on opinion here more than the numbers because I think I know what Scott Frost's tendencies were at Central Florida. He played extremely fast, and they're going to keep on scoring. And I don't think South Alabama's going to be able to stay with them. So it wouldn't surprise me if Nebraska just continues to score in this game and gets to 60. South Alabama's not good. And they don't have any depth at all. So, you know, this could get – if Nebraska gets out of the gate quickly in this one, it's going to be a complete boat race.
Yeah.
Those type of point spreads I just love in September. I dig those. You get Ohio State, you know, a 56-point favorite over the University of Northern Ohio or whatever the heck they're playing.
Appalachian
that
State loved it a few years ago,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes, they did, but that was a different story.
Yeah, I mean, there's exceptions, but actually, if you bet all the big favorites in the first couple weeks of the season, you generally won more than you've lost.
True. A couple more minutes here with Dave Kokin as we talk from Las Vegas. Dave in Las Vegas, of course, at 3:31 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. You've got have the Cubs turned the corner a little bit as far as the NL Central is concerned? They go on the road where they have been dreadful this year, but they've got a 3-game lead now over the rest of the division.
I mean, they ought to win the division, but I guess we'll find out something this weekend because the Reds are playing pretty good ball right now, and the Cubs have been awful on the road. So they're going to have to prove something in one of these road series starting this weekend. I mean, if they go in and drop 2 out of 3, it's wide open with everybody except Pittsburgh and the Pirates are just, well, let's just say the Steelers season is officially underway and nobody cares about the Pirates in Pittsburgh now.
Well, the story has been New York since the All-Star break. Have you been on the Metropolitans?
A couple of times.
Yeah,
but we'll see what happens because now they're moving up in class. Now they've done a great job beating up on some bad teams, but now they're going to be facing some better competition, and we'll see if this continues. But I mean, right now they've just got tremendous momentum. They're hitting the daylights out of the ball, and And they've got a pretty good five-man rotation.
Yeah,
darn good one. Yeah, and conversely, the Cardinals have been going through the gauntlet. They were just in Los Angeles and got swept. And play the Pirates now, I think, starting this weekend. But, man alive, they, like I said, three games behind now, mainly because they've played a tough schedule.
They have. And you got to win some of those games, though. And, you know, letting that game get away yesterday.
Oh,
that's
brutal.
A tough loss. That's a tough loss for that baseball team. You know, they come out of the Dodgers with salvaging one game out of the three. Okay, not too bad, because the Dodgers are a monster. But to lose that game the way they lost it, oof, that was really rough.
Yeah, especially with the two outs and Martinez hitting a guy before the winning hit by Russell Martin coming through yesterday. All right, Dave.
Well, that's the big, you know, that's a big problem. Real quick, is Andrew Miller and Carlos Martinez just aren't proving to be reliable in the eighth and ninth inning.
No. No, not, Miller is not the guy that the Cardinals thought they were getting a couple years ago, but we'll see anyway. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the baseball, Dave. We'll talk with you coming up next week.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. Dave Koken from Las Vegas. Give him a follow on Twitter and follow his website, smokinkoken.com. Dave's going to catch those games. Dave's... gets him in 60-minute increments as far as...
He's got a big dinner date tonight.
The preseason.
He tweeted out. So,
is concerned.
Yeah.
Yes, and we weren't going to ask him about a certain house in Rhode Island. Because that could have gotten off the rails very, very quickly. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk with Bob Herring and hear from him from Liberty National out in the New York, New Jersey area, the site of the Northern Trust Open, the first leg of the PGA FedEx Cup playoffs. And we'll do that when we come back here on KGYM.
The pennant race is heating up at Target Field.
The Twins win! The Twins win! The Minnesota Twins win it!
Minnesota and Cleveland do battle for the AL Central lead in a four-game series at Target Field, August 8th to the 11th.
Near the wall, and that's gone! Kepler's 2-for-2. Two homers off Bauer again.
Target is proud to support back-to-school weekend with the first 5,000 kids, 12 and under, receiving a Twins backpack on Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
I am so happy that I found Smart FM.
Smart FM is a radio station at 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 in Iowa City. Smart FM plays a broad variety of smart rock. Smart FM artists may include The Beatles, Boston, The Rolling Stones, Chicago, Aerosmith. Genres of smart rock include rock, pop rock, new wave, and alternative. Any and all are not uncommon to experience while listening to Smart FM. At times, smart rock includes deeper tracks and even live tracks from artists you haven't heard from in quite a while. Smart FM may cause excessive periods of listening.
Smart rock makes me so happy.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Valvoline is the only motor oil brand with a dedicated engine lab. And here, we test everything. We test seal conditioners to keep older engines from leaking. We test detergents to help reduce soot. We test additives that protect against wear, increase fuel economy, and fight carbon buildup. Why? Because we won't settle for being less than the best, and you shouldn't either. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Now at Advanced Auto Parts, buy Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life technology and a filter for only $33.99. See store for restrictions and details.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Yankees and Giants locked in the middle of the NL wildcard race, and they go head-to-head this weekend.
Saturday at 2:30 and Sunday at 5 on the gym. KGYM.
Back on the gym class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And this Thursday is the FedEx Cup playoffs kicking off today at Liberty National with the first of three to determine the FedEx Cup champion. And with that in mind, we welcome in senior golf writer from ESPN.com, Bob Herrig, joining us here on the program. And Bob, first of all, where in the world did the season go? We blinked, and here we are in the FedEx Cup playoffs, and maybe that's just because of the way that the schedule played out in the changes in 2019. I don't know. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, certainly that's part of it because, basically it's ending a month earlier now, and they're going to be cramming more events into the fall. So you're going to have a quarter of the season done, of the next season done by the end of the calendar year, and more than half of it by the time of the Masters. So it's still taking a little getting used to for most of us who remember golf starting in January and ending in November. But that's just part of the new. The new thing, and obviously the majors kind of came and in quick succession were over. We didn't have the gap between the Masters and the U.S. Open like before, and now just a few weeks after the last major, we've got the last three tournaments of the season.
Some of the players, principally, I can recall Justin Rose have spoken out about the majors and the schedule, one in a month, starting in April. Is there any kind of consensus among the players of what they thought of it?
His comments were interesting. I understand where he's coming from, but, I'm not sure I buy it. Obviously there is a longer length now between there's a shorter length between the Masters and the next major than it used to be, but, for all that time, for the last 11 or 12 years, the Players' Championship had been in that slot. And while, it's not a major, players, they, for the most part, competed in it. And I think they wanted to be ready for it. And so, and as far as the other majors are concerned, there's still the same amount of time between the U.S. Open and the Open. For all the talk about how much time it is between now and the Masters, last year at this time was the week of the PGA Championship. So, we're not that much different. I mean, the majors are over 3 weeks earlier. The PGA Championship now comes 4 or 5 weeks after the Masters, as opposed to the U.S. Open being basically 8 weeks later. I don't see a whole lot of guys, taking off a month after the Masters and not playing. So, it's different. Yes, I think it has hurt some guys in the way they like to prepare for majors, but I don't see it being a huge, huge difference that should impact them to any great degree.
Well, Bob, as we head to Liberty National and the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs, Brooks Koepka, he's the guy, and there he is on top. Probably early favorite for Player of the Year, probably going to get Player of the Year unless something very drastic changes anyway, and more big tournaments and more Brooks Koepka wins, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It was good for him to win that tournament in Memphis a few weeks ago, just to sort of, quell that idea a little bit, that he only gets up to the big ones. Obviously, a world golf event's a big tournament, but at least it wasn't a major, and solidified what a great run he's been on here. He is the only player that has three victories in this season. One of his events last fall was this season. I think you're right. Barring some, maybe somebody winning all three playoff events, I don't see anybody overtaking him for Player of the Year. His run in the majors was all time, or one of the all time ones, one win and three other top fours, including two runner up finishes. I mean, aside from winning multiple majors, it doesn't get much better, So heck of a season for him. And, I would expect him to be a big factor in the playoffs. I mean, he's number one going in. He's playing well. There should be some motivation to try to finish it off.
Bob, you might have answered this with your last reply, but I wonder, if, as you reflect back on the regular season, was it the year of Brooks Koepka or the year of the first-time winners, or is that the latter just a close second?
Yeah, I think you still got to look at Koepka because, what he did this year was he, for the second time, he won a major in consecutive years. And obviously was one narrowly missed putt on the last two holes away from tying Tiger at the Masters. And then was right there with, on the back nine on Sunday at the U.S. Open. I mean, I just think that sort of trumps anything else. And then getting another win there in a World Golf event, I think, sort of pushes into the top. And it's just his play over the last 2 years has been phenomenal. If he didn't think he was getting his due before, I think that has now changed as well. And that's just an important part of golf. So.
Bob Herrick joining us here from ESPN.com, senior golf writer. One of the other storylines to piggyback on what Mark said was the emergence of, I think, three – I don't even think potential superstars. They may even be superstars with a year from now when you talk about Victor Hovland, Wolf, and then also Colin Morikawa. Two of those guys have already won events just a couple of months out of college. This is unprecedented stuff, but I think we're going to see this more and more as we go down the line as far as the world of golf is concerned.
Yeah, it's just the way the game has evolved. I mean, it used to be that you had to kind of take your knocks when you turned pro, and obviously the elite of the elite, the Tigers of the world, and Phil and Jack Nicklaus and people like that who came right out. But I mean, the general theme is even the accomplished amateur players would come to the pro ranks and suffer a little bit, and those guys just stepped right out here like there was nothing. It's really a remarkable achievement. All three of them, in their own ways, did things that were incredible. Hovland didn't win, but might have been more consistent than the others without a win. I mean, it's just incredible. And the two of them made the playoffs with limited starts. Guys play 15, 18, 20 tournaments a year and can't get the top 125. And those guys played a handful of tournaments and made it. So it's going to be really interesting now to see how they forge on and build on that. It's been a sprint here since they all turned pro, and at some point they're going to exhale, and then they're going to have to go after it again. It'll be interesting to see how they go about that and how that all works out.
Well, Bob, whenever we have you on, there's the obligatory Zach Johnson questions about our native son here, and as you know, it was his worst season in 15 years on tour. And he spoke about his cycle of life right now. I think that meant that he's 43, his three kids are growing, one is nearing teenage years. He cut back his schedule. Then there's the fact that he changed clubs a few years ago, changed caddies. Just nothing went right. But as I wrote in an opinion piece that aired yesterday, we've learned not to count this guy out. What do you say?
I certainly wouldn't count him out. I mean, I don't think his age is much of a factor in this. So, you know, the family thing, certainly. But I don't think it's his age at all. I just think, you know, these things happen. You know, guys, you know, if anything, it points to what a great stretch he had for all those years of being up there. You know, I mean, sometimes guys have peaks and valleys throughout a 15-year stretch. I did find it interesting, you know, he was asked the other day at the Wyndham Championship about the switch to PXG club, and, you know, which happened in 2016, like less than a year after he won the Open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was quick to downplay that, you know, maybe even borderline defensive, which I think he would understand. I mean, I don't think if it were the case, he's going to admit that. You know, I think there's evidence to suggest that that's not it. You know, I think his short game has suffered, frankly, and I don't know that you put that on the club. You know, I think he's just not been the same, and then that starts to affect everything. You know, I mean, golf is so psychological. If you're not chipping and putting as well as you like, you put pressure on other parts of your game to try to hit it close. And then all of a sudden now that starts to become a burden. So first time he was one of 10 guys who'd been in it every year. Now he's not. And it gives him a little time to reassess. You know, I think he can maybe sit back and regroup here over the next few weeks and maybe try to come out strong in the fall and get a few events under his belt.
I would agree. And looking back on this year, of course, Tiger Woods, and we're 10 minutes into the interview, and we have not mentioned Tiger as of yet. Very interesting year, and I think a year that maybe is cloudy as far as Tiger is concerned. Of course, he had everything, the perfect storm come together at Augusta in April to win. Missed cuts in majors, we don't see that very often. Tiger himself being, I think, very truthful, coming out and saying, you know what, this is the way it's going to be from now on. Things got to go real well for me to perform and win at that level anyway. What did we learn about Tiger in 2019?
Well, I think one thing is we learned what a monumental achievement that was to win the Masters. You know, for him to be able to pull that off with what he has been going through and what he's facing now, even, you know, I just think it looks even more remarkable. You know, I think it's just now what we're looking at with Tiger is he's going to have his bad weeks, and he's not going to be able to do stuff like that, you know. And, you know, really, he's not had a good tournament since. He was tied for ninth at the Memorial, but you know, he's not contended, and he's had these physical issues that continue, and he never really knows what he's going to have. And I also think maybe there might be a little bit more to it than he's letting on. I mean, you wonder how much he's able to practice, how much is he going after it at home. I mean, those are important factors in being able to be competitive out here. I think one thing we know is four rounds of golf in 4 months, or 3.5 months, or excuse me, four tournaments, just not enough golf. You know, I mean, Tiger had a healthy number of starts going into the Masters, and have only played four tournaments since coming into the playoffs. It's just, you know, it's just not 12 rounds of golf. Missed two putts. It's not enough. I mean, you know, you and I, we all know people that have played more than 12 rounds of golf in the last few months, you know, and we're not pro golfers. You know, it's just, it's the new normal, but I think he needs to find a way to be able to practice and play a little bit more if he wants to stay competitive. And yeah, it's easy for me to say that. You know, I mean, if his physical state doesn't allow him, then how are you going to do it? So it's been an interesting road since, and it'll be very fascinating to follow him now through the playoffs. You know, he's obviously in the first two for sure. He needs a little work to do to make sure he gets to Atlanta. You know, how does he hold up over 3 weeks? And then, you know, another fairly lengthy break in the fall. He's scheduled to play in Japan in October, the President's Cup in Australia, which, you know, there's been talk about him playing in that all year. you know, and then going after it again. How does he manage it all? So we'll see. It's but it's been very interesting, and unfortunate that he was not able to sort of keep going after that Masters because he played some great golf there.
I would agree. And before we let you go here, I think what you just touched upon, and with talking about Justin Rose, people are going to be reevaluating with the year under their belt as far as the new schedule is concerned. And then tweaked again next year a little bit with a week off as far as the Olympics are concerned. A couple of tournaments being moved, but what do you think about that? And what do the golfers think about next year's schedule?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, next year's worse because you're going to move that World Golf event is going to move to 2 weeks before the Open. So once again, now you've got. Going to have the U.S. Open, and then you know, the guys play regular events in that stretch. If they do, then there's the WGC event, then a week, then the Open, then a week, then the Olympics, which isn't everyone, but still, you know, a good number of players. But that's in Japan. You know, so you got the Open in England, and then what? Do they come home to the U.S. and then go over to then go to Tokyo, or do they go from there? And then after a week off, the playoffs begin. You know, so it's again, I mean, the whole Olympic thing is another issue for golf, I think. You know, they were very, very in on golf getting back in the Olympics. And I just don't think they've done enough to make it work. You know, it's nice that they want golf in the Olympics, but then they haven't really done much to accommodate it, you know, to try to have a schedule like this, that you're asking these guys to keep and then go halfway around the world to play in the Olympics, it's just a huge ask. So we'll see. I mean, I think the playoff system that's been moved up early is here to stay. I understand why they want to do that. They want to get it over with before football starts, which makes sense. You know, a big chunk of the PGA Tour schedule is now being played at a time of year when it's not being paid much mind, you know, and you know, they're the ones who admit that people don't pay attention during the football season, and yet they're going to be playing 11 or 12 events in the fall, which is the fourth of the year. So it's, you know, they've got their challenges for sure, and the players really have a lot to manage to try to remain sharp and yet support all these great events.
Well, Bob, always enjoy talking with you. Keep up the great work at ESPN.com and have fun down the FedEx Cup Trail, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me again.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, have more of the Gym Class right after this here on KGYM.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop, I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people. Every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
The Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now, with everything you need to let the savings flow. Like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brushed nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. today is the day for doing and stylish updates. At the Home Depot, Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 3:57. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with Todd and Kyle. We'll be coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Hey, we'll be out at Mulligan's for the KGYM road trip. Make your plans to stop on by. The gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP Award. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to the event. If selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to KGYMradio.com for more information. Click on Community MVP to get things started. I know what your plans are tonight, Mark.
Well, definitely starting with the Indians and Twins. We'll see about the Bears. We'll see how the night goes along.
You got a big night tonight.
Every night's a big night, Scott.
11 NFL preseason games coming up tonight. Twins and the Indians in a big four-game series getting started tonight as well. Tomorrow it is Iowa Football Media Day from Iowa City. We'll have all kinds of audio coming your way starting tomorrow, and that is the subject of our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at KGYMradio.com.
It is indeed. What's the biggest question facing the Hawkeyes this season? Six options: defensive line depth, Oliver Martin's status, the number two quarterback, replacing Fant and Hockenson, the schedule, or other.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk Iowa Media Day tomorrow. And also, Phil Steele will join us coming up
tomorrow.
We'll
ask him about that schedule.
We will. Yeah. College football guru, the 825-page guide that he had. No, it's not that big, but 352, I want to say, or in the area anyway. We'll talk with Phil coming up tomorrow. Always looking forward to that. So Twins and the Indians getting things started tonight at Target Field in Minneapolis, and we'll join up on 107.5 FM coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. And I'll watch a little football tonight, listen to the Twins game as well, and should be a good night. Beautiful night.
Should be. Stay tuned for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn live from Mulligan's coming up shortly.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Have a great night.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio.